When it comes to cost, renewable energy is showing remarkable advantages compared with fossil fuels. And according to the International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA, the cost savings of doubling renewable energy by 2030 could save the world between $1.2 and $4.2 trillion U.S. dollars per year. And that's on the scale of the entire U.S. federal budget. To find out how renewables could save that much money, we called up Dolph Gehlen. He's director of IRENA's Innovation and Technology Center in Bonn, Germany. Dolph, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, Steve. Pleasure to be there.
$4.2 trillion a year is an enormous number. How did you develop that?
Yeah, we looked at two components. First of all, we looked at the cost of such accelerated renewables deployment. And second, we looked at the savings. And in terms of cost, so we looked at the investment needs for renewables. And we concluded that these would have to quadruple from around $300 billion US dollars a year today to around $1.3 trillion US dollars a year. But at the same time, you would need less investments in fossil fuels and in nuclear. And therefore, the additional cost for this accelerated growth would be in the order of $200 billion US dollars a year in 2030. But at the same time, there would be significant savings in the sense of reduced local air pollution and therefore reduced health impacts and reduced damages. And second, there would be a significant reduction of global greenhouse gas emissions. And so if you quantify the benefits of these reduced emissions, you find a range of between $1 trillion and more than $4 trillion US dollars per year. So in fact, the benefits exceed the costs by a factor 5 to 20.
Okay, well, this is such a huge savings, but why is there such a huge range in the possible amount saved? I mean, you're talking on the one hand, $1.2 trillion. That's not exactly a small number, but $4.2 trillion is even bigger.
To calculate these savings, you have to look at what are the saved emissions. So there is a certain uncertainty there. You have to look at where will these emissions from these chimneys and from these cars really affect people. So there is an uncertainty. And then the question is, for example, how do you value health impact? So you have three uncertainties on top of each other. And as a consequence, you end up with that range of 1 to 4 trillion. But the key point is that the savings are at least a factor 5 larger than the cost. So this makes sense.
What you're talking about, though, is a tall order, Dolph. I mean, to double renewable energy capacity by 2030, how do we actually achieve this?
Well, one of the problems is perception. If you talk to a lot of people, they still have the feeling, oh, renewables are expensive. While in fact, if you look at what has happened with the cost of solar PV in the last 5 years, we've seen an 80%, 80, cost reduction that is enormous. And it's not only solar PV, we see the same in wind and we see the same in other renewables technologies.
Now, which sectors do you find the most savings in?
The power sector is clearly the most dynamic sector. Today, around 23% of global power generation is renewable. And we think that by 2030, that can increase to 45%, perhaps even more than 50%. The challenge is in the end-use sector. So renewables in buildings, for building heating, in the transport sector as a substitute for gasoline, and in the industry sector. And there, the shares today are still relatively low. And also, there is need for much more action to come to much higher shares in these sectors.
So which forms of renewable energy will we see the greatest increases, according to your study?
If you see at what's on the books today, we see very rapid growth in wind and in solar PV. So you see an increase of 5, maybe even tenfold between now and 2030. But they are starting from a relatively low share. On the other side, you have biomass, which accounts for 3/4 of renewable energy used today. There we see less growth in percentage terms, but we still think that biomass can account for 1/2 of total renewable energy use in 2030 and also for a significant share of the absolute growth between now and 2030.
Biomass is a big category. Can you just break that down for us a little bit?
Well, on the supply side, the residues are very important, so agricultural residues, forestry residues, and also post-consumer waste. To some extent, you'll also see an increase in energy crops, dedicated energy crops. On the deployment side, it's a very versatile resource. You can use it for power generation, for heat, for liquid transportation fuels, and for aviation. For example, there's an example of a sector where there is no other option available today.
Now, fossil fuel industry is pretty well subsidized. How does that affect the ability for us to convert to the kind of energy system you say that would give us these huge savings?
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, the subsidies for fossil fuels are roughly 4 times as high as the subsidies for renewables worldwide. And that is, in many countries, a major impediment for accelerated deployment of renewables. At the same time, the falling costs for renewables mean that in more and more cases, renewables are the most economic solution even without subsidies. If you look at what has happened in the last year, 2015, renewables accounted for significantly more than half of total global power generation capacity additions. For example, in solar PV, the addition was more than 50 gigawatts. That is more than the total power generation capacity of Italy. If you look at wind, we added 64 gigawatts last year. And we see growth rates of more than 20% a year in the application of these technologies, and we think that this growth will continue.
Dolph Gehlen is director of ARENA's Innovation and Technology Center in Bonn, Germany. Dolph, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you very much, Steve.